We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right in your Glenn Mack now, Saturday morning, 94 WIP. We will be on tomorrow at 10 o'clock from the stadium outside as the Eagles take on the Chargers. But, Ray, Saturday is a day usually reserved for college football. I looked at the games. Not a lot of really intriguing, no real top 10 matchups today, right?
No, probably the best game is 12 versus 13. You got Auburn versus Texas A&M, but outside of College Station, I don't think that anybody's paying a whole lot of attention.
By the way, I should clarify. This is usually the time of the show where we do what we're watching. But we got so much going on today, I decided that we're going to delay that. We're going to do that tomorrow, same time, same station. And I actually watched one thing on TV this week, which was a very good comedy variety special on Netflix. I'm going to recommend tomorrow. What we're watching is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. But, as I said, it's college football. So, without further ado, it's the Ray Dittinger College Football Preview. How about that fight song, Ray?
That's not bad.
The Eagles going to draft somebody from there in the first round?
That wouldn't be a bad idea, would it?
Put that puppy on a loop so Ray can enjoy the school that he graduated from.
That's right. Yeah, the Owls are having a little trouble there, but that's okay. As I said, in terms of the college top 20, there's not a whole heck of a lot at stake today. You got Auburn versus Texas A&M. Texas A&M is probably the best game. But I'm going to try and look into the future a little bit and talk about a game that doesn't involve the national championship competition, but may very well involve some Eagles decision-making down the road. And that is a game between Ole Miss and Liberty. And I don't know if you can find this on any of your the million TV channels that are out there, but if you can, you might want to watch it just to see the two quarterbacks. Because the two quarterbacks that are playing in this game are two quarterbacks that are certainly going to be talked about in this draft, and that's Matt Corral. Of Ole Miss, and Malik Willis, who's been talked about a lot as the quarterback at Liberty. These two guys have had big years this year, and have both indicated they're coming out in the draft. So they're going to be in the discussion when teams get to the draft and teams are looking for a quarterback. And who knows, depending on what you think of Jalen Hurts by the end of this year, the Eagles may be in the market for a quarterback. So these two guys are going head-to-head in this game today. So if you can find it somewhere, you might want to watch it. I'll give you my capsule scouting report on the two quarterbacks based on what I have seen, which isn't a lot. I need to see more. I'll admit that. But Matt Corral.
How do you spell that?
C-O-R-A-L.
And you pronounce it?
I believe it's pronounced Corral.
Okay. Like the horses in the corral.
Yes, yes.
We have to do this after Wentz, the Broncos bucking. Sticking with that whole horse thing, are we, Ray?
Yeah, you can if you wish.
How'd that work?
Not very well. He's been the quarterback at Ole Miss this year, and I give him credit. He's the team isn't great, and he keeps them competitive all the time. I've seen some games this year where he's just taking a frightful beating, and there's actually some question as to whether he was actually going to play today. Now, I suspect that he will, but he didn't practice earlier this week because he has an ankle injury. They were saying he was questionable. I'm sure he'll play in this game, but he's been getting battered around all year, but he hangs in there, boy, I'll say that. And I don't know how his game translates to the NFL, but if you're an NFL team and you're looking for a quarterback, you got to give this guy a look. And so this will be an opportunity for him today to go up against Liberty and go up against Malik Willis. And this is probably an even bigger game for Willis because given Liberty's schedule, they don't play that many really good teams.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a pro scout, you kind of want to judge him by the level of competition that he plays. And there haven't been that many really good tests for him. Like last week they played UMass, and it was 41-3 at halftime. he wound up putting up 604 yards in that game. So you're not going to learn a whole heck of a lot.
Not a big day for the Minutemen, eh?
No, no. He passes for, you know, Willis passes for 307 yards and four touchdowns, ran for 60 more. Pretty much it was a walk in the park for him. But today against Ole Miss, he'll be up against the best team he's faced this year. He'll certainly be up against the fastest defense he's faced all year. And it'll probably be a little bit of a better test of just what kind of a player he is. He didn't start his college career at Liberty. He started at Auburn and then transferred to Liberty.
It's an odd transfer.
But he, you know, he got the opportunity to play down there, and he's played a lot. So just in a thumbnail sketch kind of way, Willis is 6'1", 215 pounds. This year he's thrown 21 touchdown passes, 6 interceptions, has a lot of talent, has a lot of mobility, has a lot of ability, but I think the question is really going to be the level of competition he's played against. That's why a lot of scouts are going to be at this game today to see how he fares against an SEC team. And Corral is a 6'1", 205, a little bit thinner, a little bit slighter than Willis, but a little bit further along in his development, and a guy who can run the ball if he chooses to run the ball.
Okay.
So if you're thinking quarterbacks in this draft, this is a game to watch today because these are two guys you're going to be talking about in April.
All right, well, you know. All right, thank you very much. Good, great fight song, Ray. Now it'll be spinning in your head for the whole rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So if the season ended today, which it does not, the Eagles would have in the draft pick 2 from the Dolphins, pick 8, which is their own, and pick 14, which is the Colts. By the way, the Jets are awful. Did you watch Wentz versus the Jets the other day?
A little bit.
And the running game versus the Jets? Oof, that Jets defense is terrible. But
Jets,
anyway.
The Jets are pretty bad top to bottom.
Yeah, pretty bad. My question for you is this, and I don't know how Hurts is going to turn out. We still have, you know, more than a half a season to go. I'm not in love with what I see. I don't think he's the long-term answer. I have no interest as an Eagles fan in saying, hey, you know, we'll trade for Russell Wilson because that'll be the answer. Or Aaron Rodgers. Well, that dynamic got a lot different yesterday, but
yes.
Whatever, right?
Right.
But, you know, Aaron Rodgers is going to move. The Eagles, to me, you talk about you want to grow with players. Neither Russell Wilson nor Aaron Rodgers is the guy, right? Would have loved Russell, would have loved both of them for many years, but not with this team. So, is there, you? To me, you only draft a quarterback, you only invest high in a quarterback, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you think this is a guy who's he's a franchise guy. He's 10 years. He's all pro. He's going to take you to a Super Bowl. I have to really, really believe in it. I think teams tend to overspend on quarterbacks and they don't work.
Oh, they do all the time.
Hello, Daniel Jones. I mean, they're all around the league, right?
Sure. Sam Darnold.
Yeah, right. Okay. Are either of these guys, and I know you say you haven't seen them yet, so I guess your answer is wait and see.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I don't want to draft either of these guys high. You know, I got 2, I got 8, I got 14. I'm going to parlay it all and get my quarterback of the year. Unless it is, I was going to say Justin Herbert, who's having a bad year, but unless it's that guy who I really believe is my franchise guy.
Right.
Is the consensus this year, it's a long-winded way of me asking you, is the consensus this year that it's not worth pushing all the chips to the middle of the table for a quarterback?
At this point, yes. At this point, that seems to be the consensus view of everyone that I've spoken to. I mean, that's how I feel based on what I've seen. I mean, I don't see a Trevor Lawrence in this group. I don't see a Justin Herbert in this group. I don't see that guy that you can look at and say, yeah, that's a franchise quarterback right there. Let's go get him. I don't see that in this group. Probably coming into this year, I mean, everybody was kind of high on Sam Howell, the kid from North Carolina.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But he's had a pretty disappointing year, actually. Kenny Pickett from Pitt has had a really big year, but there's kind of a mixed jury on him.
How about the kid from Cincinnati, Ritter?
Yeah, Desmond Ritter. Certainly has a size. He's 6'4", he's 220 pounds, and has a real live arm and can run around. I think he's still a ways away. I think the tools are there, but as far as you're talking about a guy that you would draft that high, you would expect him to step right in and play. I don't know if he's a ready step into play kind of guy. It might take him a couple years to get ready. That's all. So in terms of, do I see any of these quarterbacks being top 10 worthy? Right now, I would say no.
Well, then my plan remains, Ray. I'm drafting three linebackers with my three first-round picks.
Uh-huh.
You like it?
I can't argue against it.
Yeah,
I'll tell you the guy that I have really fallen in love with, and that's Aiden Hutchinson from Michigan.
Yeah. He could go one, right?
I think he's, probably top three based on, depending on what happens the rest of the year, assuming he finishes the year healthy.
Go Dolphins!
You know, when I watch him play, you know what he reminds me of? He looks to me like the third Watt brother. You know?
Oh, really?
I mean, that's the kind of – if you're just trying to get a mental picture of what this guy is, think of the Watt brothers. I mean, that's the kind of – that's the position he plays. That's the way that he plays. Same size, same sort of tenacity, same sort of motor. I think he's going to be the same kind of player. I mean, right now, if you ask me who do I like best in this draft overall, if you ever got a shot at him, I would probably say Hutchinson.
Okay. Well, Dolphins may give us that. Mike in Yardley wants to argue with the guy who called us earlier that said the Eagles should tank and lose on purpose. You think that's a bad idea, Mike?
Yeah. Well, if you remember, 3 weeks ago, I called in about my nightmare, Howie turning to me and telling me to trust the process. Mm-hmm. And since that call, I've heard a lot of people talking on this station about tanking or being hopeful that we don't have a successful football season this year so that Howie can get higher draft picks. And I just try to remind everybody, and we all thought Henry Ruggs was going to be a great player to draft. And if you drafted him, you might have gotten 2 years of good play out of him, but you see what happened to him.
Well, hold on.
Because you got no guarantee from that.
I understand, but you can't project that with anybody. What Henry Ruggs appears to have done is a horrible thing, but I don't think that when teams were scouting him, that was something that was on the map.
Of course not. But my point is that you can't expect that drafting is going to be a guarantee for anything. Having a winning culture is. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference. I mean, Ray mentioned this already. It's something that we talked about back when the Sixers were tanking. You teach players how to lose and accept losing, you're going to end up with losers.
Yep.
It's just the wrong approach, and I really want this team to play competitively. And I think Jalen Hurts, with what we saw last week, he can run a run-and-shoot style offense and have this team be competitive. I'd much rather watch that than watch this team lose and think that Howie's going to get one or two higher picks in the draft because they ended up losing the season. It's the wrong approach. My goodness, I can't believe I hear people talking about it, but we're hearing it.
Yeah, well, I don't think you have to worry about that. I don't think this organization even entertains thoughts like that. I mean, you've got a coach in Nick Sirianni, like never lost a game in college. I mean, he played at Mount Union, I think he lost one game in his whole college career. And look at how many guys in this squad you've got that are from the University of Alabama. You know, they certainly aren't losers, and they're not going to come out. You can't convince these guys go out and start losing games now to improve your draft position. No, this team, for whatever they are, they're going to play to win every week. So you don't have to worry about the idea that there's going to be an organizational commitment to losing the way there was with the Sixers that I thought was repulsive, and I think most people that had an ounce of common sense understood was the wrong way to go. You're not going to have to worry about that with the Eagles because you've got too many guys on here that want to win.
Yeah, and we saw it this past week. They played really well. They cut back on the penalties, and they executed. And I that's the way they can play, and I hope they continue to play that way. It just drives me crazy when I hear people
I'm with you.
Saying, oh, geez, maybe if we lose, we're going to get two higher steps right. in the round. I don't want to hear that anymore.
All right, no. good vent.
Now you're sitting on three first-round draft picks, so you don't have to worry about doing that. You're going to have plenty of draft capital. You don't have to worry about tanking games to get a good draft position because that's going to be right there for you anyway.
Hey, you know what's interesting the other night? Did you watch much of Indy versus the Jets?
I watched a little bit of the I watched a little bit of it, yeah.
I watched it. I got in.
I just wanted to check in and see how Wentz bounced back from that awful loss on Sunday.
And very well. But very again, well. He was playing against a high school team. But the interesting part is, as that game became a blowout, Frank Reich left him in.
Yeah.
Which was surprising on two levels. First of all, you're up 28 points. Why is your starting quarterback in the game? And then second of all, we're all keeping real close track of the percentage of plays that he's in there for. It's got to be 75% at the end of the year. You know, he may get injured, and that could change it. Short of an injury, he's obviously going to get there.
Right.
But why? Frank Reich knows that. Give him the fourth quarter off.
I kind of wondered the same thing myself, especially given Wentz's propensity to injury.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a guy that sprained both ankles on one play. earlier this season.
Right, we felt like, oh, the Eagles will never get that first-round pick.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is a guy, anybody that knows anything about Carson Wentz's history, and I know I don't have to repeat it for the people here in Philadelphia, you know it all too well, is a guy that gets hurt. So you got a game like this in hand, yeah, I was very surprised that they let him play the fourth quarter. The only thing I can think is that the loss on Sunday was such a brutal loss for them, and the manner in which they lost it, especially the manner in which the quarterback lost it. I think that Reich just knew that Wentz had gone the other night, and he just wanted to let him play it out.
Just keep riding this thing.
Yeah, just get the memory and the taste of Sunday's loss to Tennessee fully flushed from his system. It worked. I mean, he got through the game in one piece, but I wouldn't have taken that chance.
Eagles play the Jets later this year, right?
They do.
Can I put that down with, like, indelible ink?
Yeah.
W, right?
Yeah, I think you can W that one.
Oof, they are bad.
They are really bad.
215-592-9494. Tell us your story comes up at noon. Simone Gagné is our guest this week, as Ray mentioned earlier. Scored a clutch goal or two in his career. We will be playing some of those. Hey, fall is upon us. It is that time of year again to consider replacing your old drafty windows and doors. Another cold winter season, it is on the way. Now, when I need a company to help me with these home projects, I always turn to the best. That's the guys at Guided Door and Window. Act now. You can receive 20% off all windows and doors. Also, Guided is going to allow you to start the project today with no money out of pocket. It can take up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free once the job is expertly installed. So here's the deal. You're going to be able to start enjoying all the benefits of new, highly energy-efficient windows and doors, including an increased comfort level of your home and lower monthly energy bills, and you're going to take advantage of 20% savings while having the luxury of paying off the project with 0% interest for up to 36 months. But you got to act now. Offers for a limited time only. Restrictions apply. For full details, call Guida today. Schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
Well, basketball season is underway, and Scheib Vintage Sports is your home for throwback Sixers apparel this year. Locally owned, Scheib carries name brands as well as original designs by Philadelphia artists. And you want to hear something that's cool? The old Spectrum backboard serves as a display table in the store. Now, that is way cool. So ask to see it when you swing by. And the next time you need some new gear for the game or you're looking for that perfect holiday gift, and we're getting to that time of the year, head to Scheib Vintage Sports. Visit them in Center City or online at scheibsports.com. And remember, you tell them that Ray sent you, and you will get 15% off.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.